Communist state prosecutor Karel Vaš, a key player in some of Czechoslovakia's notorious show trials of the 1950s, died at a Prague nursing home at the weekend. He was 96. Vaš, who remained unrepentant to the last, escaped punishment for his crimes in the post-1989 period, a source of regret to some historians and former political prisoners. Ian Billoby reports.
Karel Vaš joined the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia when he was 17. During World War II, he was imprisoned in a Soviet gulag, and there began collaborating with Stalin's feared NKVD secret police. During research of NKVD files, historian Adam Radulek of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes uncovered a letter that Vaš sent to the organization's headquarters from the camps.
He is explaining in this letter that he was always a good communist and that he is willing to die for the communist cause. And as he later explained by himself, that he started to cooperate with the NKVD in the Gulag camps and reporting on other prisoners that were of like anti-Soviet nature.
The Russians freed Vaš and other Czechoslovaks from the Gulag in 1941, following lobbying from General Helidor Pika, a hero of both world wars. In a twist of fate, Vaš, by then a state prosecutor, proposed the execution of the general on trumped-up charges of treason and espionage in a 1948 show trial. Adam Radulek, who interviewed Vaš at his Prague old folks' home earlier this year, says Pika's wasn't the only blood on his hands.
He was like the military persecutor in the times of like the toughest period of the communist regime in the beginning of the 50s. And he was responsible for many unjust political trials. And he was responsible, personally responsible, for several death sentences.
In 2001, Karel Vaš, then in his mid-80s, did himself stand trial on charges of inserting a fake document into General Pika's file that was used as evidence that he'd collaborated with British intelligence. He received a 7-year jail term, but that was quashed by an appeals court due to the statute of limitations. Vaš, reputed to have been unusually clever, never admitted to any wrongdoing. This recording comes from an interview he gave to the project Paměť národa, or Memory of the Nation. I did many stupid things out of ignorance, says Vaš. I never harmed anybody deliberately, but I didn't stand for any crooked behaviour around me. Since Monday's announcement of his death, former political prisoners have expressed regret over the fact that Vaš died an innocent man in the eyes of the law. That view is shared by historian Eduard Stehlík.
Of course, he would have belonged in prison, but a court could at least have decided that he played a role in judicial murders, and a very significant role. I am not a supporter of 80-year-olds ending up in prison, but it should be at least said that he committed crimes. The court should have delivered some verdict with that meaning. Historian Eduard Stehlík ending that report by Ian Willoughby.